As was mentioned in the introduction, parables have meanings, symbolic meanings, and the vineyard is the gift of God's kingdom in our midst. And the two parables, the one from Isaiah, says that God's gifts and God's kingdom was given to a people to produce good results. In Matthew's parable, the vineyard is given to tenant farmers, or leased to tenant farmers, who are to give results of the harvest to the owner, and they don't want to do that. They want to take it for themselves. They want to give it back to God. So we are entrusted with God's gifts, and we should produce results, produce good grapes, sweet grapes, so that others can enjoy what we have been given and share that what we've been given. So two questions that we need to answer if we are blessed with God's gifts, and that is, do we recognize what God has given us? What do we have in order to produce good results, good wine, good grape juice, whatever it is we want to compare it with? Or are we people who don't think we have enough, are not conscious of what we've been given, and perhaps produce only sour grapes? We don't want to be sour grapes, do we? And sometimes we use that language. Oh, you're just sour grapes. And it's a real image that we use. So actually, the blessings that we've been given out of the love of God, first of all, our very lives. The fact that we're here, it's a gift. And it's our physical lives that we have, our mental capacities, the gift of being able to interact with one another. And sometimes these blessings are more or less because we're not perfect in our natural lives. And we have struggles sometimes with our physical difficulties, our mental disorders, the social narrowness that we might have. But we're here, and we have that ability to do something with that physical life that we've been given. And we're obligated to use that in thanksgiving to God. Then there's that forgiving mercy that God has given us. We recognize that we are not perfect creatures, and that sometimes we deliberately go against God's will. But we have God's mercy. It's available to us. And there are occasions when we think, well, how can God forgive me for what I may have done or should have done? And that just gnaws at us. And God has even given us a sacrament for that occasion, sacrament of penance, where we can hear over and over again God telling us, yes, I love you in spite of yourselves, in spite of your sinfulness. And we hear that blessing over and over again. And sometimes it's difficult to accept that love, that gift, but it's ours because God is merciful. And then there's those spiritual gifts that God gives to us on top of the physical life that he's given us. Fruits of the Holy Spirit are the results of those gifts that we use, the virtues, seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, wisdom, courage, understanding, patience, kindness, forgiveness of others. These are all blessedly given to us and entrusted to us so that we can bear good fruit. And they're just for the asking. And each of us needs various gifts depending on our circumstances, whom God has placed us with, what our responsibilities in life are, what age we might be, and what difficulties we're going through. Ask for those gifts. Recognize what we need, and don't be afraid to ask so that we can be sweet grapes. And each of these gifts in our whole lives have been given to us not just for ourselves, but for the benefit of others, so that we can love God above all things and love our neighbor as ourselves, and to share what God has given us with one another, and in thanksgiving to God.